OKX to launch pre-IPO perpetual futures on OpenAI, SpaceX, Anthropic. OKX said on May 7 that it will list perpetual futures contracts tracking the private market valuations of OpenAI, SpaceX, and Anthropic, according to a post from Cointelegraph citing the exchange's announcement. The contracts give crypto traders synthetic exposure to companies that, until now, have been almost entirely walled off from retail through accredited investor rules and secondary market gatekeeping. The announcement landed with BTC at $88.97, down 1.2% over 24 hours, and ETH at $23.28, down 3.4% as of May 7, 2026. Fear and greed sat at 50, neutral. The market reaction to the OKX news itself has not yet shown up in those prints, but the engagement on the original post, 3,300 plus views, 54 likes, 29 replies inside the first 15 minutes, signals that traders are paying attention. A new wrapper around private equity pre-IPO investing has historically required either accredited investor status, a relationship with a secondary market broker like Forge or EquityZen, or access to a fund holding shares directly. Perpetual futures change the access model entirely. Traders post margin in stablecoins or crypto, take a long or short position against a reference price, and pay or receive funding every few hours based on where the perp trades relative to a reference index. OKX has not yet published the methodology for how it will construct that index. For listed equities, perps reference exchange prices. For private companies, the exchange will need to point to either secondary market trading data, last round valuations, or some weighted blend. The integrity of the funding rate and the liquidation mechanism depends entirely on that reference. OpenAI was last valued near $500 billion in a tender offer that wrapped in late 2025. SpaceX has traded around $400 billion in recent secondary rounds. Anthropic raised at roughly $183 billion in early 2026. Those marks are stale within weeks in the current AI funding cycle, which is part of why a continuously priced derivative looks attractive to traders who want to express a view without waiting for the next round. Regulatory exposure is the open question. Securities regulators in major jurisdictions have generally held that derivatives referencing private company equity are themselves securities, which means they require either an exemption or registration. The CFTC has flexibility around futures on broad-based indices, but single-name contracts on specific private companies sit in murkier territory. OKX has not specified which jurisdictions will have access. The exchange already restricts U.S. persons from most of its derivatives products, and it is reasonable to expect the pre-IPO perps will follow the same geofencing. Even with that, FINRA and SEC scrutiny of synthetic exposure to OpenAI in particular has intensified in 2026 as retail interest in AI has compressed the gap between public and private market access. The closest analog is the prediction market category, where Kalshi and Polymarket have spent years arguing that event contracts are not securities. The CFTC has drawn over 1,500 comments on prediction market rules in its current rulemaking. A perp on a private company's valuation will draw a similar regulatory inspection, just from the SEC side. The trader appeal for a crypto-native trader, the appeal is straightforward. Three of the most discussed companies in the world are essentially uninvestable through standard brokerage accounts. A perp contract removes that friction. It also removes the lockups, transfer restrictions, and right of first refusal provisions that govern actual share purchases in private rounds. The cost is funding rate exposure and basis risk. If OKX prices the perp off a stale valuation while the market expects a higher next round, longs pay heavy funding to hold the position. If the reference price lags an actual down round, shorts get squeezed when the index updates. Pre-IPO valuations are sticky and discrete, while the perp price will be continuous. So the basis between the two will be a constant trade in itself. For the broader exchange, the launch fits a pattern. OKX has been pushing into derivatives categories adjacent to traditional finance, and pre-IPO perps slot next to its existing tokenized stock ambitions. It also adds a use case for stablecoin balances on the platform at a time when crypto card spending hits $600 monthly, and exchanges are competing for stablecoin float.